Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. In today's church culture, the command in Scripture to judge not that ye shall be not judged seems to be taken far out of context and used for everything. Josh, can you put this passage into context for our listeners and help them understand what our Lord was saying?
Yeah, like you said, this is a very popular passage that people are using. I actually heard the other day that this passage is the most popular verse in the world now. I think they take that from Google search that it used to be John 3:16, which is a very popular verse. And now John 3:16 is in second, and Matthew 7:1, do not judge so that you will not be judged, has become number one on the list. And this is, again, very popular, but it's also taken out of context in so many ways. The first thing I want to do is explain to you what the word judge means, because we all do that every day. So this verse is just a one big command for us never to judge anything and anyone. Then we all break this every day, because the word means to separate and select. It's like putting two things in two different categories and saying this is over here and that is over there. It's like me having a Coke on one side and a Pepsi on the other, and I choose to drink the Coke or to choose to drink the Pepsi. I'm judging. I'm separating. I'm choosing. I'm selecting. I'm making an opinion about something, and that's what that's talking about. So the verse says, do not judge so that you will not be judged. From the way that you judge, you will be judged. So the way that you do that, the way that you separate, the way that you select, the way that you choose is the way that you will be judged. So it's just a warning that how we look at other people, how we judge other people, how we clarify, categorize other people is how we will ultimately be judged ourselves. And then the whole passage will go down and will tell us how to do that rightly. Because John 7:24, I think, says judge with a righteous judgment. Do it the right way. Judge in a way, separate in a way, form an opinion, select, choose in a way that is godly. Not in the way that we want to, the way that the Pharisees were doing it in Matthew 7, but the way that God would have us to do it. And then the rest of Matthew 7 is how we can separate, tell the difference, judge between a right teacher and a false teacher. So right after he says, don't judge, he says, here's how you judge. So you got to be clear on those two things. Look at the entirety of the passage, not just one verse. So the Bible's clear that it's our job as Christians to be able to tell the difference, to be able to categorize, to be able to select and choose and put things into categories. Here's what's right. Here's what's wrong. Here's what's sin. Here's what's righteousness. Here's a true teacher and here's a false teacher. So we live our lives doing that. And we have to do it not according to our standard, but according to God's standard. That's how we are to judge. So I hope that brings some clarity to that. I'm sure we'll do some more podcasts, probably some more questions on this in the future, because this is wildly popular.
Josh, thank you so much for your answer. And we love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @WestEndBaptistChurch.